Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Welcome. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, isn't it? That's what it is. That's what this is. It's a pod. Well, it's a cast. Is it a pod of a cast or a cast of a pod? You decide. I don't know. Either way, we leave bits of the programme lying around, scattered around on the internet. A bit like, you know, when you were growing up and there were some porn mags left in a hedge. It's a bit like that, but with a radio programme. Welcome to the podcast. Well, Al puts the podcast together. He's our...
So what are you suggesting people are going to do with this podcast? take it home, piece it together and have
a gentleman's excuse me. You know, I don't see that as a problem. What would be, you know, okay. If people want to enjoy a spot of onanism while listening to our voices, man, I don't see.
Why not? Okay, start now and we'll see if you can last till the end.
Come on,
here we go. Because there's going to be a lot of things to get you going.
Yeah. Well, are you vomiting around the side of a hotel?
Yeah. There's a lot of talk about Matt vomiting around the side of a hotel in today's podcast. So what's in it, Al? What's in the podcast? Or the sex cast or something?
Seth Rogen.
Sex Rogen, yeah.
Sex Rogen.
Yeah.
Corporate Guff Speak.
Dave got the eye, man. Dave got some corporate Guff Speak into a meeting. Go on, what else?
Tom Smith from Editors pops in.
Of course he does, for a little chat about the new album. Yeah, great. I can't wait for this.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
I don't want to give too much.
No spoilers, though. No spoilers.
Have we mentioned the song that we made?
Oh,
what? I didn't know if that was going in.
Yes, that's going in.
Of course it's going in, Al.
That's the best thing we've ever done.
Oh, Lord. Proper studio production there. With our own Bob Rock over here. Dave, putting it all together. Yeah, in fact, that might be the most arousing bit of the whole thing. No time we've finished. Anyway, hope that got you going. Have a listen to this.
Hello there. It's 6 o'clock.
What a professional start to a news bulletin that was.
6 o'clock.
Hello there.
6 o'clock. Sorry for the slight delay there.
It's a microphone incident. That's just
a microphone
what it was.
Incident. Yeah, someone had set me up with the wrong one again.
Rich Walters was
to try and catch me out. Rich Walters, a little practical joke. Well done, Rich. Yeah, it worked.
Should we start it again?
Yes, let's start the music all again. Yeah, let's take it from the top, guys. Okay.
Let's take it from
the top. Pretend this didn't happen. Okay.
Don't worry. As we said before, we'll just edit that out.
It's fine.
Here we go.
Start again.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
Good morning then, XFM Breakfast. Of course, I'm John Holmes, and very pleased to be joined by, it's only Tom Smith off of Editors. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you very much. I didn't go to Glastonbury, though, and of course you did.
I did, yeah.
And I was going to say you're fresh from Glastonbury. Can anybody be fresh from Glastonbury? What was your experience like this year?
Slightly fresher, I think, than other years, because we were there for 2 days, so we got there on the Saturday, saw the Stones, who were great.
Yeah.
But we had the show on the Sunday, so I was slightly sensible. And then my boy was there on the Sunday, so I did all the kids' fields, and then the show, which was amazing too. And then I left, so I'm actually more fresh than I've been.
You look fresh. You do look fresh. Did you go as a punter before, like you were, like doing it as a musician or anything?
I did. Yeah, I grew up not too far from Glastonbury, so.
So you're familiar with a wet white wash, then?
Was that the French shower, I believe?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But these days, a bit more glamorous, is it? Or do you keep it down? Do you keep it down there, and you just got to go? Oh, we're raw.
I mean, it sounds glamorous, but it really. I had a shower just before we went on stage, and it was the hottest. It was like a sauna. I came out covered in sweat, and it was actually, it was horrible. So you know,
because Sunday was quite a warm day, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
So yeah,
it was absolute bliss. Yeah, so, it was a great day.
And there's a lot of talk about it being. Michael Eby says this every year, of course, that it was the best Glastonbury ever. Are you able to get a sense of that being a fact? I mean, you must take it from a personal point of view. Was it one of your best? Was it
personally for our show? Because we've not been playing in this country really for about 4 years since the last record.
Yeah.
There was a slight worry when we were booked in the slot that, I don't know, there wouldn't be that many people there because, you know, our ranking has slipped a bit, and that's what happened. So there was a point in, you know, we were thinking, like, I wonder how the crowd will be like. Will there be many people there on Sunday night? And it was the biggest crowd by far that we've ever played to at Glastonbury. So it was nice. It was very special.
Good. I'm going to ask you this, just to see if you remember. Out of interest, the most random place you can ever remember being interviewed.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you. It was our producer Dave's car, right? Seriously, seriously, Dave, tell the story.
I think it must have been late 2005, early 2006. I interviewed you in my silver Fiesta outside Manchester's Night and Day Cafe.
It's got to be the lamest thing you've ever done, Tom.
I've got bruised ribs from a show in Croatia the other night, and whenever time I laugh, it hurts.
Sorry.
We're going to have to learn that story. What? Bruised ribs from Croatia?
We have an amazing show in Croatia, but it was honestly one of the best things we've ever done. I was just getting carried away, and I was kind of almost gorilla-like thumping my chest. And in the heat of the moment, yeah. And you know, it didn't really feel particularly painful. After show, I was like, oh, maybe. And then the next morning it was sore, and then the next morning really sore. I had to go see a doctor. I thought I'd done myself damage, but it is just bruised.
I'm glad to have brought that back to you.
Yeah, there's no, you know, it's my own fault. I'm an idiot.
The story of Dave's Fiesta.
But actually, go back to the past.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. So how did that go? I mean, come on, gents, how was
it
that?
I was working for my student radio station at the time, so it was a long time ago, and I remember that it was a boiling hot day. I was sweating profusely, and you were just really cool and just not a bead of sweat on you, and I thought that was quite commendable because it was about 35 degrees in my Fiesta.
That's because you just had a wet wash wipe. That's why. Rub down.
I'll be honest, I don't remember it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Now I can tell, by the way, you're not really...
But you know what? What happened. You know what? He's going to remember this one. To the end of his days.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And this soft rock sound can only mean one thing. It's the noise. It's the noise of Winger from out of off of the 80s. Winger, lead singer and bass player Kip Winger, heralding the arrival of Miles Hunt out of off of the Wonder Stuff. He's in a mystery location again. We don't know where he is. But for tickets to see the Smashing Pumpkins at Wembley Arena, can you find out where he is? Where is he? We don't know. All we know is that he's... Once more, we invite you to go on a Miles Hunt. Miles away. Miles Hunt. He's miles away. But where? Hey, let's find out. Good morning, Milo. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you, John?
Good. Very, very well. Thank you very much. Yeah, you sound very chipper. You sound chipper.
I've been up hours.
Hours? Well, I saw your tweet of earlier when you were tweeting about this. Very good, very kind, yeah.
I don't know. You know what it is? I think over the weekend, it being a big, you know, musical weekend on the calendar.
Of course.
Of which whatever was going on down there, I don't care about. But I had a great big musical weekend in rediscovering vinyl. And I woke up about 4 a.m. this morning just thinking, I want to go and play with my record player.
Nice.
Well, it's not even my record player, it's my big brother's. And he's lent me his record player because mine's broke, which is odd because when we were kids he wouldn't let me near his record player.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
That's because you have a habit of breaking them, clearly.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's good. And what vinyl were you spinning?
Topically.
Yes.
I went and bought myself a copy of the most recent Smashing Pumpkins album, Ocean. Is it Oceania?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's brilliant. I've been playing that.
Nice.
And then I've dug out some old stuff. Ever heard of Mother Trucker?
Mother Trucker?
Yeah.
God, I'm glad you said that correctly.
1975, bit of soulful country rock. A double Jellyfish live album that only came out last
Jellyfish.
Year.
Jellyfish?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jellyfish.
You must play Jellyfish.
I'd love to. I love Jellyfish.
Everyone's day will go better if you start it with a bit of Jellyfish.
Sabrina Paston Plato, come on.
Yeah.
Excellent track. Good work. Now, listen, speaking of records, I believe you have a new single. Am I right in thinking so?
About 2 weeks. Got the second single from our latest album, Oh No, It's the Wonder Stuff. It's called Friendly Company.
Yeah.
There's already a video available to see on YouTube. And, I'm very happy with it. It's an intentionally very summery feel to the track, although we're not getting much summer this year. But, I don't know, put the track on. We actually shot a video on the one summery day we had in Shropshire. it might bring a little bit of summer into people's lives.
Well, I hope so. Do you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to play it later.
Oh,
I'm going to play it later this morning, Milo.
That's wonderful. That's a world first, of course, on your wireless.
Of course it is. Well, there you go. We'll take that. But of course, the conditions are if you put in a sterling performance of giving us your location this morning. So it's all on your shoulders now, Mike.
Okay. So, I'll do my best.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll set the scene here. All you've got to do is identify Milo's location from this series of poor clues. Here we go.
Hello, I am indeed Miles Hunt from Out of the Wonder Stuff. And this morning, John, you can find me wandering down a street.
Good street. Yeah, good street. Street.
Yeah, yeah. Good street, Phil. Yeah. All right, there's a pub, John.
Pub, yeah.
And a cat on the roof. Excellent. Really been splashing out this week, boys. It's in the north, so it's probably raining all the time.
Subtle day, nice.
Just drizzle, just the drizzle sound effect this morning.
Yeah.
Plus, a while ago, there was a train crash where a fictional tram came off a fictional bridge and crashed into a fictional shop and killed some fictional people. In fact, one of the fictional characters isn't in it anymore due to a thing which may have happened in their real life, even though it sounds like something out of a soap opera. It's all a bit confusing, to be honest. Anyway, I'm in the north, John, on a street, so there's cobbles. The only question is, John, where am I?
Thousands of correct answers, of course, picked entirely at random. Let's go to line million. Who's on there? Sean. Hello, Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not so bad.
Good. Nice to have you on. Now, what do you do, Sean?
Builder.
Builder. Right, good. Jolly good. And what's, in your own opinion, what's the best thing you've ever built, Sean?
Especially I built a couple of porches.
Do you specialise in porches, or is that just
kitchens, bathrooms,
all manner of things. A jack and a master of many building trade, Sean.
Sitting girls qualified in a couple.
Congratulations. It's good to have you on, of course. And let's see if we can add to your qualification of sitting guilds with the qualification of seeing the Smashing Pumpkins at Wembley. Where, Sean, do you think he was?
I reckon Milo was unfortunately in Coronation Street.
Let's see if you're right.
This week, John, I was in Coronation Street in the north. That's Coronation Street in the north.
Congratulations, Sean!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM
Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. Now, a bit of a different programme this morning. Matt Dyson, newsreader, he's off sick. He's phoned in early doors, hasn't he? Well, did you take the call, Dave? How did it come about?
Got a text message.
Oh, a text message. Oh, that's not even proper.
No, it's not.
So, like in the old days when you had to fake a sick voice.
Mate, well.
You see, texting's taken that out, hasn't it? Taken that out of the world.
He has been sick.
Have you got proof of that? Is there a picture?
45. He didn't send a picture, no.
Well, how do we know?
No Snapchat. No.
I want an Instagram of some vomit. That's what I want. One of those Vine things. The 6-second video of Matt vomiting.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have
sent
that for proof, but no.
That'd have been nice.
Nothing.
Weirdly.
Yes.
He's texted off a different number that's not his own. It's come from a random number.
Hello.
Which I think's a bit bizarre.
Suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So maybe he's just got a new phone or...
No.
I don't think I've deleted his number recently.
Maybe he was sick on his own phone. That's weird, isn't it? Okay, well, all right. Well, that's what's happened anyway. So no headline hijack this morning. We will still bring you some showbiz gossip, though. That will be happening this morning, so... But Dave's going to have to go through the dirty desk.
Really?
Oh, God, I'm
afraid. The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Matt's off. Here's Dave's music news. Matt's off sick. Ian from Hanwell, by the way, Dave, has just texted in with his suggestion as to where Matt is and why.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, apparently Ealing Beer Festival starts today, and doesn't Matt live In Ealing. Very Matt's interesting. Off. What a coincidence.
Yeah. He'll probably be off tomorrow then as well, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I've not had long to do this. I've never done this before.
Well, that's it, I know. Matt does the music news each day, of course, as part of his duties. The other duty, of course, is to sit there and look hairy.
Yeah, I'm not as hairy.
You're not as hairy, no, certainly not. You don't shave your armpits like him.
I don't shave my armpits, no, that's weird. I've tried to give my kind of my personal take on each story just to kind of bring it to life a bit.
That's what the news is, though, is it? News is an unbiased look at events. It's not, we're not your take necessarily.
I'm trying to reinvent the wheel. So,
all right.
Let's see how it goes.
Well, we look forward to this.
Mumford & Sons have seen a sharp rise in sales of both their albums following their headline slot at Glastonbury Festival of Contemporary Performing Arts on Sunday. that's the full title. That's what?
Nothing, carry that's on. It's fine, carry on.
I think details just also important. Okay, sorry. The Banjo Botherer's second album, Babel, could now top the album chart this coming weekend. I've not actually got a personal take on that one.
I was waiting for the personal.
Hot footing across to the other side of the globe now, John. Manic Street Preachers surprised fans last night by appearing on The X Factor in New Zealand. The Welsh band are currently touring with the British and Irish Lions rugby team and played the track If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. Thank God they didn't play their 1996 hit Australia, hey John? In New Zealand. It wouldn't have gone down well, would it? In New Zealand, if they played Australia,
it would have gone down better than that, Joe.
Baby Shambles have confirmed that their new album will be titled Sequel to the Prequel. Peter Doherty and his band will release their third album on September the 2nd, along with the first single Nothing Comes to Nothing. They're hitting the road for a UK tour in September. It's yet to be announced whether Pete's current Paris flatmate, Macaulay Culkin, will be joining the band. No?
What?
Just that he might turn up as well, because he's living with Pete at the moment, isn't he? Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
I thought, like if that. People didn't know that, it's a nice little added bit of information to bolster the Baby Shambles.
The word shambles is springing to mind.
Okay, so. And finally, my music plans for the weekend. I'm off to see the Cortina. Well, I thought I'd finish with my, but I think Matt misses a trick here, because he never really tells people what he's up to over the next few days. Finish what's in my, you know, kind of finish off with what's in my diary for the next few.
What, like dentist?
And finally, my music plans for the weekend. John, Friday night, I'm DJing at the Finsbury in Finsbury Park.
Wait a minute. You are channeling Matt, because he just comes on here and plugs his own Saturday show, doesn't he? Now you're plugging your bloody DJ gig.
And Saturday I'm off to Castlefield Bowl in Manchester to watch the Cortinas. For all this and more, apart from my weekend plans, it's at xfm.co.uk.
Come back, Matt. As I
was all right.
Say,
Mark out of 10.
All is forgiven. What?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So, XFM Breakfast then. Hello, good morning. I'm John Holmes and joined by, a man who gives good beard.
Yes, I do.
For a start, it says here, right, in some research somebody did somewhere, it said here, Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Trademark, Seth Rogen.
Trademark.
Curly hair.
Yes.
Deep baritone voice.
I will agree with that.
Infectious, distinctive laugh.
Sure, why not?
And then he says, often plays unkempt man-child.
That's my bio.
That's you. That's what IMDb has.
Say my tombstone.
Listen, it's really good to see you. Thanks for
you
coming.
You too. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice. If there were to be a book, maybe you'd written Seth Rogen's, I don't know, Guide to Life.
Yes.
Which I'm looking forward to that.
It's on the way.
Yeah. If people were to, and I ask you this, because obviously in the new film, a lot of your friends, a lot of actors die. There's a lot of death going on.
They do.
If I was to come to you for advice in your Guide to Life, what would be the best way to kill someone, Seth? I mean, in your opinion. I mean, how would you do it? If you were tasked with killing someone, just incidentally, how would you do it?
Man, and I don't want to get caught? Is that part of the stipulation?
Oh, that's probably part of the deal. Yeah,
I probably don't want to get caught. In a movie, would be a good way. It'd be probably easy to fake an accident. You can get an actor to do some pretty dangerous stuff in a movie.
Yeah.
They will do it. And especially if you get their ego going. You always hear about Tom Cruise jumping off of buildings and doing car chases and stuff like that. I'd probably do that. I'd probably coax them I'd challenge their masculinity by telling them they should do something more dangerous than they should do. And I would just hope they died doing it.
Just untie something.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, Tom, it's perfectly fine. You jump off that thing in Dubai.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Swing from the building in Dubai. It'll be fine.
How is it, like, getting people to play against type in a film, though? Because obviously you've got James Franco setting himself up. You send yourselves up with,
It was really easy, actually. Actors were very anxious to make fun of themselves. It's like...
Some are. Not all, surely. Do you think?
Everyone we asked,
it's
because
you've got the influence.
Exactly. It's peer pressure has a lot to do with it. But most actors seem into making fun of themselves. They don't take themselves that seriously, a lot of them. And I think a lot of them know... They're very aware of how they're perceived in the public, even if they're not like that. Like, and we were actually guided by them a lot of the time. Like, Franco, sometimes we, like when we first wrote the script, we made fun of, like, his Gucci modeling a lot. And he was like, no, that's not what people make fun of me about. He's like, people make fun of my art and stuff like that. Like, like that's the area you want to make fun of. So, like, they were actually, they, like, kind of guided us into what areas to mock them most effectively.
Sure, sure.
Which was nice.
Do you, because the film's about, obviously, what happens when the rapture strikes.
Yes.
You know when that happens and all those people do go up to hills and wait for it and then, like, sort of embarrassingly trek back down again?
Yes.
What do they how do they get around that? What do they do? Did you sort of speak to any of these people for this, or did you just sort of go, well...
Yeah, I mean...
But they do some pretty good saving face, is what I'm saying.
They do good. Like, oh, you're saying, like, people always think the world's going to end this week and then it doesn't end, and then they say, oh, we read it wrong.
Yeah.
They always read it wrong. They have the wrong day always. That's what always happens.
Yeah.
We had the wrong day. There was a miscalculation. But one day the world will end and they'll be, and who will be laughing then?
Those
guys.
One.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, literally no one. As we're all buried in the ground. Let me ask you if, because obviously it's about the rapture, as we know.
Yes, it is.
And I wonder if you'd stick around for us to play a game of Band or God.
Okay.
This morning. So I'm going to test your knowledge on band names and deity names.
Okay, good.
This morning. So if you don't mind hanging around,
I don't.
You'll be playing against nothing better to do. Wait for the rapture here.
Exactly. I heard it's coming. My calculations could be off.
By the end of the show.
I think it's coming.
We're playing against Matt here. So
okay.
If you don't mind.
You've been keeping quiet. You're just cooling your heels, getting ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a bit of a game.
You've been sizing me up.
It's a bit of a lookalike thing going on here, isn't it?
It's just like,
a lot of people say that to me, Seth.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I've popularized chubby stubble.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
He walks like Rihanna. It's Matt.
Music news.
That's because he's still been a bit vomity.
That's right.
You were off your sick yesterday, Matt, as we've established.
I was off ill, yeah.
We know that. Those maybe just tuning in thinking, where was Matt yesterday? And Matt claimed was off sick.
I was.
Well,
yeah.
You claim that.
I claim it. Ask my wife, you know.
She's not here, I can't.
Well, you can phone her and ask her if you don't believe me.
All right, hang on. No time.
You got a number, have you?
Shut up. I'll just ask her later.
Yeah.
When we hook up.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
While you're out with Dave's mum.
I knew it was going to come back to that. I knew it.
Let's all meet up.
We can have a foursome.
Yeah.
Get a swingers party. Me, your wife, you and Dave's mum. Everyone just save that image for a moment.
Yeah. What's Dave going to do?
He's going to sketch it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
XFM Breakfast then, welcome. Welcome Seth Rogen, welcome back. Thanks for sitting there patiently.
Thank you so much.
Channeling chubby stubble.
Chubby stubble.
Bizarre. Okay, we're going to play
Band. I call it Chubble.
Nice. Dave likes a portmanteau, he'd love that. He loves that. Let's play Band or God. I'm going to call out the name of something. It's either a band or a god. That's all you have to do is tell me which one it is.
Okay.
Playing against Matt Dyson, here we go. So, alphabetical order as ever to start. Dave's going to keep score. Seth and Matt. Seth first, of course. So is this a band or is it a god? Nerdrana. Is that a band or a god? Nerdrana.
A god.
It is. It's the god of dreamtime in Aboriginal mythology.
Right. There you go. I actually knew that.
I know. So, see, you've got a tattoo of it.
I do, yeah. Oh, you mean the dream god?
Yeah. Matt, Shango.
That is definitely a band.
African god of thunder.
Oh.
Seth, Lasgo.
Lasgo?
Lasgo.
Is that a band?
Yeah, it's a Belgian trance group.
There you go, yeah. Belgian trance. I know, you mean the Belgian trance?
That's them.
Yeah, of course,
them,
yeah. Lasgo, they're great.
Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga. That sounds like a god. God.
It is. It's the Slav goddess of death.
That's it.
Yeah.
Those Slavs and their death worship.
Blind idiot god.
Blind idiot god?
Yeah.
I think that's a god. That is a god.
It's not. It's a US rock band.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah. Blind an American instrumental rock trio.
Ooh, I've never heard of them.
Me either.
And I've heard of every band.
Joy Boy.
Joy Boy,
yeah.
It's definitely a band.
It's definitely the Caribbean god of the drum.
Joy Boy.
Yeah.
Well, he was probably in a band, though.
Yeah, he was in a band.
So it's both.
He's from Joy Boy.
Literally no points. Make Make.
Is that a band?
It's not. It's the god of the people of Easter Island.
Oh, wow. That's where those big heads are?
That's Make Make, yeah. That's what they worship.
I'm going to go create a band right now called Make Make, and I will be right. Does that count?
Well, send us the first single, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Puffy Ami Yami. Puffy Ami Yami.
Puffy Ami Yami. I believe they're a chubby stubble trio from Guernsey.
Well, they're
from, a band.
They're from Japan, and they are a band. That is true. A Japanese duo.
Nice. J-pop.
Yeah, yeah. Kurma. C-U-R-M-A. Kurma.
C-U-R-M-A? Is that a god?
It is a Hindu god.
There you go.
Hindu, Dig Hey Zeus. Dig Jesus.
Well, the Jesus link would suggest God, but I think band.
You're right, they're a Christian funk group.
Ooh,
yeah, right. Yeah,
Dig
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dig Jesus.
Tabaldak.
Tabaldak?
Yeah.
Is that a god?
It is a god. Tabaldak means the creator amongst certain Native American tribes.
There you go. Tabaldak.
Tabaldak. Creator.
Creator.
Yeah, with a K.
Is that Tyler, the creator? Band.
Yeah, German thrash metal.
Oh, German thrash metal. Oh,
okay. There you go.
Coming to the end now, Frigg. Frigg.
What? That's probably a band, right?
No.
Really?
It was the Norse. She's the wife of Odin. She was the Norse goddess of marriage.
Really?
Frigg.
Really?
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. From cold. Frigid.
Right.
Oh. Like frigid air, like the fridge.
Oh,
see?
Wow.
Manga Kunja Kunja. God or band?
It's definitely a band. It couldn't be a god, surely.
Oh, it's the Aboriginal lizard god that created humans,
what?
Isn't it? Yeah. Dave, what were the scores? Dave, what were the scores? 4-4. Well, obviously, that makes Seth Rogen the winner. Congratulations, Seth.
Thank you, guys.
You are the winner of Band or God. Pleasure to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
In Roman times, there was a feast, a celebration, a tradition. When slaves became masters, masters became slaves. They called it the Lords of Misrule.
And it's that spirit we like to channel on a regular basis here on XFM Breakfast. Good morning, by the way. Hello, I'm John Hunt. The Romans did it so that the roles were reversed, just for a day. We like to reverse roles in a similar way, and this is how. You know, if you're at work, aren't you? You probably go to work, don't you? You probably got a meeting or something. There'll be a meeting you have to go into, and there'll be a man or a lady there. Like they'll have a laptop, won't they? And if it's a man, he'll be wearing a shirt which came with a matching tie that he bought from Next in a pack of three. You know, that kind of git. And you'll be sitting there thinking, oh, God, I've got to sit in this room and watch this bloody PowerPoint. And that's bad enough, isn't it, when you've got sort of to look at some Venn diagrams and some graphs and some vectors and stuff, yeah. And then what happens is they'll start using corporate guff speak, phrases that make you want to kill. They'll say things like, yeah. Now, if we look at this last Venn diagram we've got here, what we can see... is a paradigm shift in the data. Just going, God. Yeah, it's, what we've got here is a win-win vis-a-vis the right-sizing of the client base. It's hateful, isn't it? And what we do is invite you to send us your most offensive corporate guff-speak phrases, and then we challenge Dave to get them into one of his dull meetings. And he does it with so much success now that he's actually got a reputation in this building here, in Leicester Square, where we are, in the entire office building of XFM, and indeed Global Radio, of being a bit of a git himself, which is kind of nice. And it's with your help. Without you, we could not have done this. Suggestions like from Jess DeRue on Twitter previously.
Let's turn this ideas fountain on and see who gets splashed.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one, wasn't it? Yeah. Matt from Bishop Stortford, do you remember this one?
Why don't we put that nutritional idea in the thought fridge and snack on it later?
That kind of thing. So, Dave, before we do this week's, let's remind ourselves of a previous one. So this was...
it's been a while that we've done this. But the previous one was about pensions, I believe. But we've got a clip of the exact line I had to get in.
Okay, here we go. This is what happened.
Well, let's use the energy we're creating here today to inflate our ideas tires, enabling traction and speed for our journey of inspiration ahead.
Oh, God. That's horrific, Dave. Do people just stare at you now? Is that kind of what
happens? Yeah, yeah.
They don't really react anymore, do they?
Well, I get a bit of a reaction in this
today.
I don't give too much away.
This was recorded. So this came in from Dan in Plymouth, right? This is a suggestion.
This was a suggestion earlier this week, actually.
Good.
I think it must have been around the whole Glastonbury vibe.
Okay, good.
So he's gone topical, which I like.
Very nice.
Which of course makes it harder though, because it makes what I'm trying to say even more ridiculous.
And what was the meeting you had to go to try and get this?
We've just had all new printers installed around the building, and you now need to log in if you want to print something from any of the printers within the building. And it's causing a few problems, because if you want someone else to print something for you, they can't because they've not got your login card. Anyway,
it's about. Fascinating. You go to so many good meetings.
It's a cracking meeting.
I wish I was invited to these meetings. They're amazing. Okay, so, and you recorded all this on your iPhone?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Other iPhones are available. Well, let's have a listen to what happened. Suggestion of Dan in Plymouth. Dave had to get it in. Here we go.
The fact of the matter is that we can't accredit everybody to the photocopiers because there is a cost associated with that.
Yeah.
And every printout does cost 5p. Yeah.
But it's annoying if we're trying to print something for someone else to collect, though.
Yeah, I do. I think the new prints are good, but I think the fact that they're all linked up to our own login cards is just wasting a bit of time.
Could we not have a generic pass that sits by the photocopier?
Here it comes.
Yeah, that could work. I think what we need to do is find our own space in this campsite of creativity.
Oh, God.
Regardless of the mud. Locate our poles of inspiration and erect the tent of progression.
Okay.
I think the way to do that is, if there is a generic pass for the printer, it needs to be... Right,
okay! There. Just that. It's just, I love the moment of silence as you say all that rubbish, and then... Who was that in the office? Who was that?
That was Neil.
Oh, yeah, Neil, yeah. And he just sort of went... Okay.
I think Neil's used to them now, so I think he kind of... He just accepts that I'm speaking rubbish.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
I didn't even notice that had happened. We're going to have to tweet a picture of that. When I first started here at XFM, Dave made a selection of signs that he stuck around the walls here just to remind me what the text number was and what the station was. I mean, as if I, you know, wouldn't remember them. And he just kept saying, say XFM, say it now, and now. He's actually made a sign. I stuck it to the wall saying, you're listening to Matt Was Sick in Leicester Square. And stuck it to the wall so no one repeats.
I don't know why you lot find this so hilarious, to be honest. And as Ryan has just texted in, don't worry about the laughter, Matt. If you have the norovirus, John and Dave have already contracted it and will be visiting a toilet very soon. I hope I have got it.
Yeah.
Then we'll all see you sick in Leicester Square later on. Come in and watch, everyone.
Yeah, oh yeah. We'll have a mass sicking.
Yeah, like a flash mob of vomiting.
We love it. If we swallow some food dye, we could be like the Red Arrows if we run around. We'll do a little display in Leicester Square. It'd be nice. Red, blue and yellow. Just do that between the three of us. It'd be lovely. We're going to tweet Dave's, one of Dave's signs, I think, put on Twitter. Anyway, Izzy and Bromley, headline hijack, that's the point, isn't it? Headline hijack, made up news stories, please. Izzy and Bromley, you can now get fined up to £100 for being sick in London. This is part of the Cleaner London scheme run by Boris Johnson. There's a theme developing here. Rich Smith, headline hijack. Boris Johnson announces on-the-spot fines for anyone vomiting in public places. It's £200. It's payable within 21 days. I'm sorry, man.
When you've got to go, you've got to go.
You have.
Situations. And I can, like, try and find somewhere nice to do it.
If you'd like to see Matt's vomit, it's just down the side of the Edwardian Hampshire. Front.
Yeah, just down the side of the Hampshire.
Just down the side of the
on the, it's a little bit just down the bottom of that.
On Leicester Square. You've got McDonald's on the corner, haven't you? Just in Leicester Square there. You're passing Leicester Square today. Why not walk and have a look? So you've got McDonald's.
Yeah, there's that other Odeon cinema. So yeah, there's the Hampshire, yeah. And then there's the smaller Odeon.
That's right, with the ticket.
If you go down that alleyway, yeah. That's where it all happens.
If you look for some vomit down there.
There are about three patches.
It's Matt Dyson's. Matt diced carrots, I think.
I might do guided tours later on. Everyone seems to be so interested in it.
Just wore up, holding an umbrella up to people see where you are.
Just, German tourists.
I bet you German and Japanese tourists will come and have a look at that. They take your pictures all the time if you're sick.
Oh, man. A blue plaque.
That's the building in a couple of weeks.
Heritage London, Matt Dyson.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
A little bit jazzy for a Friday morning. It's just gone 20 to 8. It's time for lazy PR. This is where we round up the laziest examples of marketing and public relations opportunities that we get sent across the week. And as you'd imagine, in common with all media outlets, we get sent a hell of a lot of guest offers, guest opportunities and marketing. People trying to flog their wares, and PR companies get paid a lot of money by their clients to get exposure for their brands and their celebrity guests. And they basically carpet bomb the media with this stuff. But what's interesting about it is that we get sent stuff by PR companies and PR people that have clearly never listened to XFM, let alone this programme. And thus, it doesn't fit at all. It's lazy PR, and we bring it to you on a Friday. What have you got, Matt? What did you get sent this week?
Superb current TV presenter interview opportunity.
Oh, good.
It's billed as.
Yeah. Who is it? Superb, mind. So that's already set it up quite well. It's going to be superb.
Superb current TV presenter. He didn't used to be on TV. He's current.
This
he's
is
on
gonna
TV
be,
now.
So it's absolutely topical.
Which is already getting me excited.
And it's superb. Go on.
There's only Jason Bradbury from The Gadget Show.
Yes. Oh my.
In the studio to discuss new research which has revealed how the UK have a tendency to overcharge their gadgets, causing potentially harmful damage to their gadgets.
That's amazing.
They've even got suggested questions in case it was a completely brain dead and couldn't think of anything to ask.
Well, my first question would be
The Gadget Show.
Who the hell are you? Would be my first question. But what would be a suggested second question, Matt, that they've sent to us as a suggested question?
Hi, Jason. Great to have you on the show, Jason. There are over 600 million gadgets in the UK. That adds up to about 9 per person. Wow.
They've actually written wow.
In capitals.
My God.
With an exclamation mark. Wow. What's your favourite, Jason?
What's your favourite gadget, Jason? God. Is there still time to get him in? Because that'll be a really good interview. I am interested in what his favourite gadget would be. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good one, isn't it? I've got a nice one here as well. I've got two, actually. This is great. This one came in, the subject line of the email. Reaction to government's industrial strategy for construction. It's a good start, isn't
it?
And so I opened that immediately thinking, well, this is going to be exciting. Hi there, John. This Wednesday, we've got Trustmark's Stuart Carter to talk about what will have happened at Tuesday's Government Construction Summit, which is hailed as the sector's most important event of the year. If you'd like to book a slot with Stuart, or need to know more, I don't need to know more, just get back to me or give me a call. We could have Stuart Carter from Trustmark.
It's the most important event of the year.
And this one was, I like this because this was actually titled. So they'd actually made a little bit of effort because they put great interview opportunity for XFM. So you go, okay, who is it? Hi, Les McCune, lead singer of the Bay City Rollers, is available for interview. Would you like me to add you to his interview list? Let me think about that for a minute. No.
Just gotta tell her anyway.
Here he is. Lest we forget.
We should have got him in.
Oh, yeah. Les is currently working on his highly anticipated new album. And as he always says, when the music's in your blood, you just can't stop. Would you like me to add you, your radio station, to this interview list? Best wishes, Laura. You know what, Laura? No.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Red Bull Soapbox Race. XFM.
Now, the initial reasons for signing up to this event are, frankly, a complete mystery to me. I can't really remember why we're doing it, but essentially what's going to happen, Matt and I will be driving a homemade thing. I say driving, pointing it down a hill and hoping for the best. But since announcing this questionable idea, Matt, can you remember why we agreed to this idea?
No, I really don't know. No. I don't even know if I did.
No, I think Dave just railroaded us.
Yeah, he said, how are you doing it, by the way?
We've got a design for a vehicle. You came up with it, thank you. Essentially, we'll be climbing into a life-size radio on wheels. Dave has to wear an outfit on the day. We did that because he's making me and Matt go in it. So he's got to dress as a princess while he pushes us off down the hill, a smug princess. And we have a name for our team. Thank you for that. You came up with Idiots Built the Radio Car. So that's what we're called. Now, we also needed a theme tune as well, which we have to... The rules are you have to come out, you have to walk out in front of the crowd of thousands to a theme tune as well. And,
really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
So, you know, well, what we took a bit of inspiration from Idiots Built the Radio Car, and yesterday, here at XFM in Leicester Square, over a two-hour period, we made like a rock band, drafted in the... I don't know whether you've heard of the super producer... Dave, I don't know whether you're aware of him.
Yeah.
He's a legend in the industry, isn't he? He's worked with all the right people. And we got just the right sound for it that we wanted. You may know that Dave once interviewed Tom from Editors in a Ford Fiesta, didn't
he? I did, yeah.
When he was a student. And you've been ignored by Noel Gallagher on five separate occasions.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'm the right man for the job.
Very much so. Yeah. So here it is. We recorded it yesterday. The XFM Breakfast Show. With Idiots Built the Radio Car. Here it is. Matt and me on lead vocal. Dave and producer Simon on backing. Here it comes.
I saw you swerving down the street the other night.
I must confess my driving skills are pretty sh**.
You didn't seem to know which way was left or right.
Oh, oh, oh.
Please watch the houses.
Oh, oh.
I've wet my trousers.
Idiots built the radio car. Idiots built the radio car.
Matt and John in a crappy car. Can't back out, they've come too far.
The soapbox race, it seemed like such a good idea.
We'll have some fun, we'll catch some sun, we'll have a beer.
But I feel sick as the event draws ever near.
Oh, oh,
it seems so easy.
Oh, oh,
I'm feeling queasy.
Idiots built the radio car. Idiots built the radio car.
Matt and John in a crappy car. Can't back out, they've come too far.
Idiots built the radio car. Idiots built the radio car. Idiots built the radio car.
Radio car.
Yeah, we're gonna need to send out for
radio.
Shut up! We're going to need auto tune. And there it was. Idiots built the radio car. I think that's got number one written all over it. Some would say number two written all over it in a different way.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, or whatever you were doing. Now go and wash your hands.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
Daft Punk, Get Lucky. And I was just talking to the guest in the second hour, Matthew Crosby, about how much our fingers are on the pulse in that that's the first time both of us have heard. This Bohemian Rhapsody, what does that sound like? So we're talking this morning about two things. One of them is the shortest time you've spent in a job. And after that Daft Punk admission, I feel 3 months will be my XFM contract. We've got some texts in, Neil. Ellis, presumably not Janet Ellis. If only, if it was Janet Ellis. She really bewitched me, Janet Ellis.
Move on, Josh.
Sorry. I genuinely got sacked from my temping job at a gas company, Transco. Are we allowed to mention them? Too late. For slouching. It was 2004, and the exact reasons given were slouching and not fitting in. That is amazing. I like... Well, it's not just been sacked for slouching, or she has not just been sacked for slouching, because there's not fitting in as well.
Mm.
It's very kind of upright. They all had those balls that people sit on for their posture.
Yes.
I don't think you can be sacked for slouching. I mean, I realise it's 9 years on, but do you see my maths there?
Yep, very good.
But I still think, you know, Ellis, take them to a tribunal.
Music. Music. It rocks.